Within the backward and upside down flight of hummingbirds, a great blue heron's ballad billows. What is free in this bread and butter, fixed order, its red lined tape binding legs and feet? Inside, beguiling pistons heave tight hems. We're as free as my cat is to leave the house. Tell me, friend, are we tracking something new, honestly? I'm nothing but weary, from Colorado to Llama Island, yet nevertheless have your feathers, like a chickadee, become puffed armor for generations, legs and feet lay bare and uninsulated, meeting a blitz of wind and ice-covered words. I hear some birds stay and face the middle of that dark winter's night, contrary to seemingly impossible odds. I wish to be like a superb lyrebird with the loudest call in the world. I would sing. Who has toilet paper and can you leave me some? Really, it's as absurd as a waterfall with no fall. In my opinion, we've come undone, but few move within a perennial pendulum that is soaked in the ancestors' tale. When we will wake while capitalism burns lenity and hope. Tell me, friend, of your skill in palm, and I will share mine. Perhaps it's grassy to purify and calm, or the hullabaloo of teas and tinctures, a loamy sower or a seed saver for when all becomes dead. Of night, maybe you are a craftsman for a frosty dawn. The song of the morning bird drifts me awake. A new season is coming, they cheep and warble. Sometimes I worry that winter birds will freeze near such cold nights with modest legs and feet, but they are surprisingly well adapted. They will not freeze below zero. It is not simply north in spring nor south in winter. Migration is rooted in our bones. Tell me, can we greet winter like a dark-eyed junco with a chortle?